This is the inside track. We're at the Lee County Speedway Car Show at Hy-Vee and Keokuk. We caught it for a minute with a modified driver, Brandon Savage. Brandon, how's it going?
Oh, it's not going too bad. Car's coming around. Need some horsepower underneath the hood, but we're getting there.
Looks good. I like the green and white.
Yeah, I think it's a little change from last year's orange and blue, but it looks pretty good. It's a little change from some of the other cars that are out there, I guess.
Well, give us a rundown, Brandon. I know there's a lot of people been asking me and wondering what the status was down at Scotland County Speedway. I know it looks like you're going to have a little bit more time on your hands to work on your race car than you were expecting.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more time there. But, that deal, we thought we had some plans straightened up there, but not everything worked out. We had a little bit of an issue. But so B47 won't be doing any races at Scotland County Speedway this year. And I'm not sure what the fair board's looking to do there. So you never know. Maybe somebody else will come in and do some stuff. But we won't be down there doing anything.
Well, one thing's for sure. I think an awful lot of people were impressed with what you did last year down there at the end of the season with the two-day show, how well you pulled that off, Brandon. And I think an awful lot of people were looking forward to seeing what you could do down there with the track this year. And now just hopefully, well, maybe in the future something will come along and we'll get an opportunity to see something.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it really looked like things were going to come out all right there, and we had a pretty good little schedule for this year, but we just weren't able to work out a deal. So, and who knows? You know, I mean, there's some other racetracks out there struggling as well to find some guys to take it over and do some good things with it. So maybe we'll be able to work into something else, but right now, this year, we won't be doing anything like that.
What do you got planned with the race car?
Well, I tell you, we'd actually planned on going to Quincy tonight, but as you can tell, we're a little light on the horsepower part, but got extremely busy last week, and we just weren't able to pull that off. But we're planning on we'll be at Donaldson Weekly, and then we're going to kind of hit and miss a little bit at Quincy. So we'll kind of see what from that. I don't think we'll go anywhere on Saturdays, but definitely Fridays and Sundays we'll be trucking around doing something.
Who are you going to have helping you?
Craig, he's been helping me the last couple years, and he's going to stay with me this year. And other than that, it's pretty much just me and him, and seems like that works out pretty good. And we're kind of starting to figure out what each other, even though we might not say it, we might be able to signal it.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this year? I saw Jason James over here earlier today with Health Source taking a look at the car. So I know you sure got them involved with it again this year, but who else you got?
Yeah, like I said, Dr. James, he came back with us this year. He does an exceptional job for us. Pit Side Parts out of Donaldson up there. Levi, he's pretty much starting up new this year. Riverview Apartments out of Canton, Missouri. And then Farmington Tax, Donna, she's done an exceptional job as well the last couple years. So we got her on there. Then we got Doc 360. That's the big new thing these days, you know.
I like that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good, and Mike come out, and he, you know, we kind of had a little bit of a deal there going on for Scotland County Speedway, and we just worked him out a deal on the car this year. So Memphis Bottling with a Doc 360, and then you got Big River Rental on there, of course, and then WM Krause Heating and Air, Krause's Heating and Air right down here in Keokuk. So that's pretty much Donaldson Tire. Donaldson Tire helps us out a bunch, too, with fuel and tires as well. So,
Brandon Savage, thanks for talking with us. We'll look forward to seeing you at the track and wish you the best of luck in the future, that's for sure.
Right. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you a little bit more this year. Tried to knock down some feature wins after that. We clutched that one last year there at Donaldson. It seems like it just couldn't ever get everything working right there to get a feature win. But we did end up there last year coming with something. But so hopefully we can keep doing that this year. We've changed up a few things, and maybe the green will bring us some luck, even though you're never supposed to have that on a race car.
Well, I always enjoy talking to you, so that'd be great if we could talk a few times this year.
Yeah, I would definitely like that. Well, I guess we'll see what happens there.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yep, thank you.